Line upon line, Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. The Old Testament prophet Malachi foresaw Elijah's role in Latter-day Temple and family history work. Elijah. The spirit, power, and calling of Elijah is that ye have power to hold the key of the revelation, ordinances, oracles, powers, and endowments of the fullness of the Melchizedek priesthood, and of the kingdom of God on the earth, and to receive, obtain, and perform all the ordinances belonging to the kingdom of God, even unto the turning of the hearts of the fathers unto the children, and the hearts of the children unto the fathers, even those who are in heaven. Joseph Smith, from Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, 2007, page 311. Elijah, to learn how Malachi's prophecy was fulfilled, read Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verses 13 through 16. Great and Dreadful Day. This refers to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Elder Spencer V. Jones of the 70 said, in contemplating the great and dreadful day of the Lord, Doctrine and Covenants, section 2, verse 1, we may have a tendency to overlook the great and accentuate the dreadful. Ensign, June 2005, page 58. It will be great because Christ will come again in glory, and it will be dreadful because the wicked will be destroyed. See the scriptures in the topical guide under Day of the Lord. Turn the heart. Joseph Smith said that there needs to be a welding link of some kind or other between the fathers and the children. What could bring about this link? Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verses 17 through 18, to find out. What do you know about your family history? You can get started by asking your parents and grandparents about their families. Filling in a four-generation chart. Going to www.familysearch.org. Visiting a family history center. Beginning to write your own family history for your posterity. Smite the earth. When the angel Moroni visited the prophet Joseph Smith, he quoted this scripture but changed this phrase to, if it were not so, the whole earth would be utterly wasted at his coming. Doctrine and Covenants, section 2, verse 3. See also Joseph Smith History 1, verse 39. What can we learn from each of these statements? This page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verse. Only a starting point for your own study. End of note. End of the article. Line upon line. Malachi, chapter 4, verses 5 through 6.